I cannot understand, Roger, said Sylvia impatiently. About a quarter of an hour ago, he was positively urging me to arrange for Henry to go to the Grange. Her tone held a distinct note of anger.
All the same, said Frankie, I agree with him. I'm sure I've read somewhere that people ought always to go for a cure somewhere far away from their homes.
I think that's just nonsense, said Sylvia. Frankie felt in a dilemma. Sylvia's unexpected obstinacy was making things difficult, and also she seemed suddenly to have become as violently pro-Nicholson as she formerly had been against him. It was very hard to know what arguments to use. Frankie considered telling the whole story to Sylvia, but would Sylvia believe it? Even Roger had not been very impressed by the theory of Dr. Nicholson's guilt. Sylvia, with her newfound partisanship where the doctor was concerned, would probably be even less so. She might even go and repeat the whole thing to him. It was certainly difficult. An aeroplane passed low overhead in the gathering dusk, filling the air with its loud beat of engines. Both Sylvia and Frankie stared up at it, glad of the respite it afforded, since neither of them quite knew what to say next. It gave Frankie time to collect her thoughts, and Sylvia time to recover from her fit of sudden anger. As the aeroplane disappeared over the trees and its roar receded into the distance, Sylvia turned abruptly to Frankie.
It's been so awful, she said brokenly, and you all seem to want to send Henry far away from me.
No, no, said Frankie, it wasn't that at all.
She cast about for a minute.
It was only that I thought he ought to have the best treatment, and I do think that Dr. Nicholson is rather, well, rather a quack.
I don't believe it, said Sylvia. I think he's a very clever man, and just the kind of man Henry needs. She looked defiantly at Frankie. Frankie marveled at the hold Dr. Nicholson had acquired over her in such a short time. All her former distrust of the man seemed to have vanished completely. At a loss what to say or do next, Frankie relapsed into silence. Presently, Roger came out again from the house. He seemed slightly breathless.
Nicholson isn't in yet, he said. I left a message.
I don't see why you want to see Dr. Nicholson so urgently, said Sylvia. You suggested this plan, and it's all arranged, and Henry has consented.
I think I've got some say in the matter, Sylvia, said Roger gently. After all, I'm Henry's brother.
You suggested the plan yourself, said Sylvia obstinately.
Yes, but I've heard a few things about Nicholson since.
What things? Oh, I don't believe you. She bit her lip, turned away, and plunged into the house. Roger looked at Frankie.
This is a bit awkward, he said.
Very awkward indeed.
Once Sylvia has made up her mind, she can be obstinate as the devil.
What are we going to do?
They sat down again on the garden seat and went into the matter carefully.